Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Saving consistently is one of the best ways to achieve your financial goals, but you may not know where to start or how to invest. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals. Then it automatically invests your money for you. Go to acorns.com/FYDJ or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/FYDJ. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors LLC. Acorns is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. One of the best ways to get good at job hunting is to talk to people who do it well. That's why, once a month, I interview a MaxList reader who found a job they love. Our guest today is Ben Oh. He's the Vice President of Marketing at Fully. It's a company that makes desks, chairs, and other tools to keep you moving, engaged, and loving how you feel at work. Well, Ben, you're the Vice President of Marketing at Fully. Why do you love your job?
Well, I think I'd have to start from where I came from. And, to really understand that journey. I had thought I had already reached my dream job prior.
You had a great job before Fully. You have a great job now. Tell us about where you came from.
Yeah, it was, I came from Wine & Kennedy. They're a advertising agency, the best in the game from my perspective. And, I was...
And they have some amazing global clients, don't they?
They do.
Can you share some of those?
They do. Their clients include Nike, Coca-Cola, Target, P&G, KFC, Samsung, some huge global clients. And, I think as a athlete growing up, I was just enamored by the storytelling of the Nike brand. I was completely inspired that sports was going to be my life.
And so even as a student, was that a dream to work at Wieden & Kennedy?
It really was. I think I ran college track. But was very certain that, my athletic career wasn't going to be, was going to end in college. And so I think from there, really set my sights on staying involved in the sports community. And what really paired up was my love for storytelling and narrative. And I think from there, I really tried to pursue the start of my career in film and television. I was, had grown up, learning all the classics and watching all the classics, with my parents, grew a love for just, the art form as well as just the craft of filmmaking.
And did you, from college, go straight to Wieden & Kennedy, or were there some stops along the way?
There were a lot of stops along the way. While I had, applied to, Wieden & Kennedy at the time, I really didn't understand what advertising was about. I had barely, scratched the surface myself in terms of understanding what the film and entertainment industry was about. So, I really, from starting in college, when I'd come home during the summers, just forced myself to do something and get involved somehow. In the entertainment industry. It was fortunate that I was in LA and, there was a lot of opportunity, but not for me. I would show up at film sets. I would, just really try to wedge my way into an industry that was seemingly invite only.
So how did you make the leap from Los Angeles to working at the Wieden & Kennedy company in Portland?
I had developed a lot of skills within the technical skills within the entertainment industry while I was working in film and television. specifically in post-production. And, you know, where I saw my opportunity was where a lot of the traditional editors just did not want to learn digital. And so, you know, I think really seeing my opportunity there, I there wasn't anywhere to learn it. And so it really was just kind of on my own through my own curiosity and finding people to teach me something, you know, in that regard. And, you know, I had developed some experience as well as an understanding of just the entire post-production process, you know, but I knew my future was in Portland.
And why was that, Ben? Because you grew up in California. What attracted you to Oregon?
Well, candidly, my wife's from here. Yeah. We met in college, and, you know, while I was going to school, you know, she, before we even dated, she would talk about how magical a place Portland was. And I think when I connected the dots between Nike, their ad agency, Wine and Kennedy, and Portland, my heart was just set on coming here. There wasn't a robust film industry, you know, or entertainment industry for that matter to support it. But I felt like if I was ever going to make a big life change, it was going to be, you know, at that time, when I really didn't have a lot of life obligations, but just was really clear about what my life priorities were.
So how did you make that move? Because you're in the film industry in Los Angeles, you're learning skills that people who've been doing things, it sounds like a certain way, just didn't want to master. Mm-hmm. So you got good at that. Then you had this dream of working at Wyden and then moving to Oregon. When did you come here and how did you make that happen?
Yeah, I still recall the day I left, my dad said I was making the dumbest mistake of my life. And, you know, I almost took that as a challenge because I accepted that I wasn't going to be able to just continue down the path that I had started in L.A. I really needed to come up here and reinvent. And, you know, I think really necessity drove, you know, just needing to get work. And, you know, I quickly realized that I wasn't going to build my career making film up here in Portland, you know, and so I think what I really tried to do from that perspective was understand the skills that I had developed were certainly applicable in a variety of ways, and what I recognized here in Portland specifically was there was just a lot of technical innovation at the time, people tinkering around in you know, their garages and developing things, you know, just for the sake of making something. And I happened to come across a Craigslist posting that was looking for a post-production coordinator. You know, and while the title was clear, the expectation of what they needed was just all over the place. And, you know, I thought that it was interesting. And when I came to visit them, what I recognized was they were a technology company looking to develop a new way of a new medium altogether.
Ageism in hiring is against the law. It's also a fact of life in today's job market. If you're an older worker like me, you face an uphill climb when you look for your next job. I want to help you overcome those odds. So I've put my best job interview advice for older workers into one new guide. It's called How to Fight Ageism in a Job Interview. And it gives you the skills you need to beat the barriers older workers often face. Visit maxlist.org/fightageism. You'll learn why you should embrace your age rather than run from it, how to talk about the taboo topic of age, and what you can do to diffuse age as a factor in hiring. Get your free copy of How to Fight Ageism in a Job Interview today. Visit maxlist.org/fightageism. Be prepared before you walk into the interview room. Go to maxlist.org/fightageism.
So you're new in town. You answer a Craigslist ad. You find a fascinating project. And I want to get to your job mm-hmm. today. You're mm-hmm. vice president of Foley. And I know how long were you to go from Wyden and Kennedy to there after having achieved what you thought was your dream job? What quickly, Ben, how did you come to be at Wyden and why did you leave?
Sure. So I'd applied to Wieden & Kennedy for over the course of 7 years.
So multiple times.
Multiple times. Yeah. Over and over and over again.
Is that common to get into an employer like that, to have to just keep being persistent?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really, really critical that, that you don't take no for an answer. Yeah. And sometimes that no comes as silence.
Yeah. Why didn't finally say yes?
Wieden finally said yes because for the exact reason that you know, those traditional editors didn't want to learn digital, traditional advertisers didn't want to learn digital. And, you know, I think more so the traditional companies were struggling to understand digital. And so I just happened to have the right set of skills, combination of skills, in a space that Wieden was very, very interested in experimenting around, to grow into, you know, just this digital realm, this digital media. This was before Facebook, before Google.
Yeah, I remember more than 10 years ago, does seem it was another era.
Right.
So your curiosity and your appetite for learning paid off. You're at Wieden. They say yes. And you're there for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Why did you finally leave? And what was it about Foley that attracted you? And how did you find that job?
You know, that was a really personal soul-searching mission that I went down probably over the course of a year and a half. I had lost some people very, very close to me. My aunt, who was the first of my family to immigrate here, she had lived a remarkably successful life running an adoption agency. She had placed 5,000 children over the course of her life, 5,000 families that I still, communicate with today. I also lost my mother-in-law, who was just the biggest inspiration of my life, lived the most successful life I've ever known in developing community, from the ground up. And it just made me question the bigger picture, kind of what is this all laddering up to? What am I working towards? I've been at Wieden & Kennedy for about 5-6 years at the time when I started asking this question, and it just kept gnawing at me. I was just looking for the ways in which I could reinvent. You know, I remember asking my wife, hey, how little money can I make and we still be okay? We had just had our second child, and that was a very scary, thing to even entertain, that I had, kind of built a great life for us and had landed a job that, there was just so much competition around. And so just getting to that place to ask permission to see how broadly I could explore was a big one. And, I had explored everything from just starting over in a completely different industry and all the way to entrepreneurship and just starting my own thing. Also spoke to just anyone who would take a meeting with me.
So in the end, mm-hmm. you became the vice president of marketing at Foley. Mm-hmm. It's a furniture company here in the mm-hmm. Pacific Northwest. You knew you wanted to work at a company that reflected your values. How did you hear about this opening?
I think in terms of how I started narrowing in on my options, nothing was making sense. And, I think starting over was not going to be how I was going to add value to the world. I think it really came from opportunistically. I was checking out at a local grocer, New Seasons, who happened to be a B Corp. And I was checking out, and there was a B Corp logo on their bag.
And B Corps are benefit corporations. They're part of a global movement of businesses for social good.
Right. And I was completely unaware at the time until I had seen that B Corp logo and saw that slogan, business as a force for good. That's when it snapped into focus for me that, there is a role for business to play at this point in history where, there's so much tension around what's coming down the pike.
So what did you do next? You discovered this community.
So I discovered this community. I really dug deep into learning as much as I could about B Corp, B Lab, the whole movement and the genesis of it, the, you know, how it proliferated and grew as you know, at the time there were almost 2,000 B Corps internationally. You know, and I for sure knew that I also loved Portland. I did not want to leave Portland. And so, you know, I think at the time while I had built my career in digital, I was eager to get back to physical product, something that felt more tangible. And you know, I think when I started looking at B Corps headquartered in Portland that made things.
And that was it's a list, but it's right. A fairly short list, isn't it?
It really helped narrow in, you know, kind of who I need to speak to.
Okay. And so what did you do next?
So once I had that list, Ergo Depot was one of those companies.
And that's what Foley used to be called before they hired a marketing person.
Right.
Like you.
Right. So, you know, Ergo Depot was the company that, you know, I had, you know, really struck some connection with somehow through reading about them, learning about them. And their director of HR reached out and asked if I was interested in a marketing director role. And at first I told her maybe. At first I told her I'm not sure. And, you know, I think I went into that meeting still concerned about, you know, how could I possibly leave Wieden Kennedy? How could I possibly leave this job and this place that I absolutely love, but just don't find my purpose in now.
So you said yes. What made you decide to accept the offer?
It was going through that process of interviewing, and you know, I think I was interviewing them as much as they were interviewing me, and I really wanted to understand, is this for real? If I'm going to make this jump, is, you know, what I'm reading on paper, is that, can I feel that? And so I think that really took some deep exploration, connecting with not just the leadership of the company, but the people I'd be working with, just to really feel confident in my own self that this was the right decision.
So as you reflect back on your job search, what's your number one tip for our listeners?
I would say that, you know, I feel like I was ignoring my truth for a long time, you know, and I was fighting something because there was an expectation of me. I really wasn't listening to myself in terms of what my gut intuition was telling me to do, where I needed to go, because, you know, it was the decision that was hard. But I think looking back on it, I was already decided. And I think that was something that, you know, I think I wish I would have just trusted my instinct.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, Ben. You can learn more from other people like Ben who found a job they love by going to maxlist.org/stories. On the second Friday of every month, we add a new interview with a MaxList reader who's found a dream job. And again, go to maxlist.org/stories. Thank you for listening to today's bonus episode of Find Your Dream Job.